This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair on a post-election Wednesday. There were three ballot issues being decided by voters on Tuesday, only one of which was a countywide measure, by the way. All three of those measures did win voter approval. Now, prior to the election, WEMU News spoke with Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombieski, and he had predicted somewhere between 12% and 15% turnout. In the end, just under 9.7% of registered voters filled out a ballot. Thank you for the time today, Mr. Golombieski.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Of the roughly 290,000 registered voters in the county, we had just over 28,000 cast ballots. Was that a surprise to you? Was it lower than you expected?
It is actually a little bit lower than I had expected. You're correct that I was thinking somewhere along the lines of 12-ish percent. So we're certainly a little disappointed to see that figure, although it's not terribly surprising given the timing of this election.
The last time we had a special election, I believe, was in May of 2016. So how does turnout compare to that time?
This is a bit below that. I think turnout at that time was about 12 to 13%. And so here we are, a little bit lower.
Last November, voters approved a ballot initiative that changed election law. Among other things, it allows for no-reason absentee voting and changed registration requirements so people could register and vote right up to the close of the polls last night in this case. Did we see more people voting absentee?
Yes, we certainly did. Of the ballots cast, and you're correct, 28,000 ballots were cast yesterday, slightly more than 53% of those were absentee ballots. And I think we can attribute an increase there directly to the fact that there is no reason required to get an absentee ballot these days. We also saw yesterday 31 registered voters, or 31 voters register at their clerk's office.
Which couldn't have happened before.
Correct.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking voter turnout with Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombieski. Now, do you consider yesterday's election a good trial run for what will be a somewhat more crowded ballot in November under the new election laws?
I do, yeah. I think our clerks, the city and township clerks in the county, got a good run-through of what Election Day registration will look like. And I think that we are definitely prepared for higher turnout in November and then certainly going into 2020.
Now, are you going to be conducting any kind of greater awareness or educational campaign to make sure the community knows about the changes in election law heading into these upcoming elections over the next year, year and a half?
Yes, we certainly will. We'll be doing as much outreach as we can. I know many of the city and township clerks in the county are doing the same. We'll be pursuing as many avenues as we can to try to raise awareness. This election here in August falls on a lot of, falls during the summer when people in the county are not necessarily paying attention. And don't necessarily expect to see, their polling place open. We certainly expect to see higher turnout going into the upcoming elections. But yes, you're absolutely right. We will be doing as much outreach as possible.
Well, your work may fly under the radar for many, but I assure you, as a member of the media, I recognize that you and your staff do your jobs exceedingly well and make our job of informing the public on elections as problem-free as can be. So thank you very much, Ed.
You're very welcome.
That is Washtenaw County Elections Director Ed Golombieski discussing voter turnout. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.